I think another relevant issue is that there's also co-targeting CTLA-4, which we haven't discussed, but there we definitely have, two studies that are coming out now. Himalaya, which is a very large global study that my colleague Ghassan Abou-Alfa has been very involved with. And this, basically looked at tremelimumab plus durvalumab at two different dosing schedules versus durvalumab versus sorafenib. Primary endpoint is OS from the sorafenib to the combination arm. So we wait to see those data. Also, the ipilimumab plus nivolumab, we've seen preliminary data from the CheckMate 040 study. There, the objective response rate, looking at three cohorts, the cohorts dosed the ipi-nivo differently, but all of the cohorts in that CheckMate 040 study showed an objective response rate of 30% and some favorable median overall survival data. And based on that, there is a randomized phase III of ipi-nivo versus a dealer's choice sorafenib-lenvatinib that's ongoing now. And so these will be other key, I think, points for the future. It's unclear, we need to see the data to know where we stand, but it's certainly a very exciting time for liver cancer.
And, getting back to this, HCC is the new RCC. Obviously, ipi-nivo is a huge issue in RCC as well. And the same situation that you don't necessarily see phase III comparing anti-CTLA-4, anti-PD-1 versus anti-angiogenic PD-1. I don't know if there are phase IIIs out there. It seems like they're kind of in different segments of development.
Oh, looking at the combo IO versus IO anti-angiogenic.
Yeah, right.
That would be very interesting to see. I mean, at the end of the day, you want the most bang for your buck. You want, the longest survival, the best objective response at the minimal amount of toxicity. And I think over the next year to two, we're going to see what the data are for all of these frontline approaches. And based on what they are, we're going to have to determine the best way to treat these patients. And for me, it will definitely be, we want to maximize quality of life and minimize toxicity for sure. And I don't know which one of these approaches is going to do that in the absence of the data.